You're listening to This Is How We See It with your host, Eric Lee, the show where we say it like we see it.
Thanks for tuning in to the show. Welcome to it. My name is Eric Lee, and in the studio with me is Tanae.
Hello, hello.
Miss C.
Hi.
And back again is Sherelle. Welcome back, Sherelle.
Thank you.
Thanks Sherelle, for being here with us.
If I say hello, hello, and she says hi, you have to say like, hey.
Oh, my God. I don't know where all these rules and stuff that that she's saying. Got comes from, but she seems to have a thing about greetings. So anyway, welcome. How about the Register of Deeds here in Wake County?
Ooh.
How about that scandal? Have you guys heard about that scandal?
No, I haven't.
Yes.
So the Register of Deeds, you know, that's where you like they hold all your files. Like I remember
Marriage
my
license
they do license and all that stuff. My home deed was sent to me by the Register of Deeds. They record all the stuff. Mm-hmm. And so the district attorney of Wake County and the town manager, they have asked the SBI to look into corruption from basically money got stolen.
A lot.
And they keep saying, now here's the thing. We don't know how much they said was stolen, but, or let me rephrase that. They called it missing is what they say it is. Mm-hmm. If it's missing, somebody stole it. So what they're saying is that the Register of Deeds office brings in $14 million a year.
And 7,000
just that
a
one
day.
Office, just that one office. Mm-hmm. And so when you say a substantial amount of money, you could be talking about, you know,
some
a whole
millions.
Lot of money. Yeah. Now I had a cousin who used to work for the Register of Deeds, and she worked there for like 10 months. And I remember her just saying something's not right there. She actually ended up leaving and going back to her old job because she was like, there was this one girl who just like, she was just a clerk like everybody else, but she like would be cussing the customers out. Mm. And they couldn't figure out why this girl could not be fired. Like they would, and Laura Riddick, who was the Register of Deeds, which is an elected official, she actually resigned, even though they say that it was for health reasons. I don't know. I'm just saying. Could be not. I don't know Laura Riddick, but it's funny that, you know, she would resign around the same time as this scandal. But yeah. But yeah, so that is crazy. But my cousin used to say, you know, something's not right there. And like anyone who would like buck against them, she said they would fire. They would find a reason to get rid of them.
Yes.
So, you know, so that they said that it was like 40 people that they're looking at that could be in this ring of, you know, and I just kept she would always tell me, and I would say, this girl who's doing all this, this girl knows something on somebody.
Yeah.
There's no way in the world that they're going to keep her on, you know, doing all cussing in front of the customers complaining, you know, about her attitude and all of that stuff. And, you know, something just wasn't right about it.
Yeah, they say they were going back so far right now, 11 months back.
To what?
To start, you know.
Oh, about the investigation to see where the money went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of jail time.
Yeah, I knew something. I knew something wasn't right there. When she would tell me the stories, I was like, uh-uh. I was like, and they said that Miss Riddick knew about what was going on in the office, you know, like with this girl.
Yeah.
Like, and Miss Riddick was the one that was protecting her.
Yeah.
And keeping her on.
Yeah. And they said that they didn't even see why this girl would be hired. She didn't have, you know, the qualification that you're supposed to have. Mm-hmm. She didn't even have a high school diploma. Mm-hmm. And this girl,
right,
this little
yeah.
younger, and this is a young, early 20s.
Yeah. Yeah. This, ladies and gentlemen, is not stuff that came out in the newspaper. We just know because, you know, we know somebody that was.
We got ears that, and that eyes
worked,
everywhere.
That worked there who told us these things. Yeah. And you know, I told her then, I said, you know, I said, no, this girl right here, she has something on someone.
Yes.
And now all of a sudden, they're being investigated for money, you know, being missing.
Well, and the girl's still there.
For now, she is, because I bet you anything she's involved. Mm-hmm. She has to be involved. And if she's not, she knows about what's going on.
But that you know, girl they made me pay for my license one time.
She
was? I had to pay for my license twice one time. Didn't know I lost it the first time. See, they got me. I believe it.
What license?
The driver's license.
Yeah.
Register deeds don't do driver's license.
I was scratched up in the room. I just want my money back.
What is the wine you're talking about? No, man. Register of deeds. That would be the DMV.
DMV.
You got you the deeds mixed up.
So, yeah. So, they are investigating, and I am interested to see what's going to come of this. So, the North Carolina General Assembly passed a bill to replace the HB2 bill this past Thursday, and the governor has signed it into law. Now, this new bill doesn't totally repeal HB2, but it takes some of the discriminatory language out of it. Now, if you remember the HB2 bill, that was the bathroom bill that the Republicans crafted. And then Republican Governor Pat McCrory signed into law. Some say that's, you know, the reason why he lost his seat, because that bill was totally unpopular. Totally. Y'all remember HB2, right?
Is that the one that whatever is on your birth certificate is the bathroom you have to
use? HB2 told citizens that you must use the bathroom of the sex that you were born with and not the sex that you identify with. So basically, it was geared towards transgendered people. Mm-hmm. You know, now.
What if you were born with two sexes?
Well, that's hermaphrodite. Yeah, hermaphrodite.
I know what it is.
Well, normally there's one, you look like one sex. You know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you know they said about Sierra, the singer.
Yeah, I don't, yeah. And what she said was a lie. She said that's not true. She's not hermaphrodite.
She didn't do like Jocelyn and show us.
Well, I wouldn't show you either that I...
Jocelyn show, oh, by having a baby.
No, people said that Jocelyn was a hermaphrodite too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, how did she show it?
She's saying she didn't. That's what she's saying. Man. So,
excuse please.
And again, you know, and I've said this on this show when it first came out. I said, look, I don't have a problem with that. You got a penis, you need to be using the men's bathroom. Mm-hmm. If you got a vagina, you need to be using the women's bathroom. I don't care what you look like.
But how will we know? Like, will you have?
Well, that was another thing too. Yeah, that was another thing too.
It's just crazy to put all these rules and regulations on simple things. Going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
But then again, we did have rules about the water fountains.
Well, that's true. Yeah. And what most people didn't know, myself included, was that the bill also discriminated against gays and transgendered people, because it allowed companies to basically fire someone based on sexual orientation. Oh. So that's why the bill. See, when they presented it, they was like, "Oh, it's just bathroom." But then a lady from CNN, I'll never forget it. I just happened to be watching CNN, and she said, "People," she said, "there is so much more to this bill than just bathrooms." She was like, you guys need to read this bill. And then it start coming out that behind it was they were allowing companies to discriminate against people, you know, based on sexual orientation. And so what started happening was companies who were thinking of coming to North Carolina and, you know, setting up offices started basically pulling out, because they said, you know, we do not want to be involved in a state that allows discrimination against its citizens. And so some of the companies were like the NCAA and the ACC, you know, or I remember the, I think it was the NBA playoffs didn't come here last year because of it. Now, the reason for the mad scramble is that the NCAA told North Carolina that until they repealed this bill by last Thursday, they would forfeit the option of hosting the tournament until 2022. Hmm. Now, the NCAA, that's money. They bring in coin for millions. North Carolina. And so experts say that North Carolina stands to lose over $3 billion over House Bill 2. Now, the ACC, because we replaced the bill, they came back. They actually said, they wrote a letter and said, okay, we're bringing our tournaments back here. Mm-hmm. The NCAA has yet to
respond.
Right, has yet to respond to it and, you know, let us know whether or not they, if the ACC came back, they probably will too. And the governor said that he's been on the phone with different companies, and now they're saying too, okay, you know, you guys are coming back, you know, to North Carolina, so that's good. And I knew that, you know, once you start talking about losing money, I knew they were coming back. I mean, because first of all, the bill was just stupid anyway. Like, first of all, but you know, I can see what people are talking about, really, to be honest with you. Because think about this. Here's a scenario. It's 12 o'clock in the morning. There's a man in the men's bathroom. Might be alone. I don't know. In comes what looks like a woman. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, the first thing he's going to do is be on high alert. Because he's going to think, number one, you probably trying to rob me because you ain't supposed to be,
right. You
know, in this bathroom with me. And it's just no telling what might happen. You know what I'm saying?
There have been instances where
exactly.
people have pretend like they were one thing and they're robbing people or sexual assault.
And vice versa. You know, women's bathroom.
I can see people being raped.
Sure.
But that can happen now.
Yes, but that's the whole controversy about this bill. That's the whole controversy about it. You know, again, I think that, you know, if you were born with a penis, you got a penis, you need to use the men's bathroom. But it's so many other things to it, because if you are you look like a woman, but you have a penis and you go into the men's bathroom, that could be a problem.
It wasn't a problem for Juwanna Man when he did it.
Where is the mute?
I'm just saying, you know, we need to make light of the situation because a lot of people are angry about it.
Well, that's true. A lot of people are. A lot of people are angry about it.
Why can't you make a transgender bathroom?
Well, that was another thing. That was another thing that a lot of people proposed. Okay, now have another bathroom that's got both, you know.
Isn't that kind of outing someone if you make this transgender bathroom?
Well, I don't know.
And that's the bathroom that these people
right.
will have
you
to
see somebody coming out of it.
Issue. Yeah, either way, it's going to be an issue.
Okay,
but
suppose
I don't agree
you own the DL.
Yeah.
And you got to go into this bathroom. That's outing.
Well,
I have used the men's restroom plenty of times at my job. When the women get packed and it stank up in there, I go to the men's. But it's a one, you know, one stall.
So you have just admitted that you use the men's bathroom.
Sometimes, yes. When I'm at work, yes.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Very interesting.
It's a one stall.
Okay. All right.
So you can lock the door behind.
I don't think anybody's going to be satisfied regardless of which way you go. Because
exactly. Some
people don't believe in transgender. So you're forcing a belief on them that they don't believe.
Yeah.
So nobody's going to be satisfied.
That's true.
Regardless of which way you go.
That's true.
Well, so, that's with any situation.
So what I just say is use your bathroom at home and you don't have to deal with none of this.
Well, I'll
put on a Depend when you go out. if what's her name can wear one. If what's the actress?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
If Jamie Lee can wear the pin. And also...
No, not Jamie Lee. Blythe Danner, Gwyneth Paltrow's mother.
Right,
she's
right.
the one who wears the pin.
Yeah, Jamie Lee couldn't...
Right, she couldn't do-do. She couldn't do-do. Without Activia. She had to take Activia.
And if Yang could put on one...
Who was Yang?
On Grey's Anatomy.
She put on a diaper?
Oh,
yeah, because they were having a long surgery and stuff.
Yes,
so she put that diaper on so she didn't have to be excused. Yeah.
I remember that. But and just like you said, Sherelle, somebody's going to be hurt. You know, somebody's going to be... But at least, again, that the discrimination part was taken out of it. And that's what the governor said, because, you know, there's some people who say great, there's some people who say not enough, and then there's some people who say we hate it. So at least the discriminatory language has been taken out of it. Because again, just because you don't agree with somebody's lifestyle, the way they live their life, right, they shouldn't be discriminated against. Right. You know, people are human, you know. And yeah. so I was happy to see that. And what the governor said, which was so true, he said, you know, he said the Republicans are running the government here in North Carolina now. Yeah. He said, so any little thing they would give me, I'll take. He said, because really they didn't have to even do this,
right?
Because they could have vetoed everything he sent, you know, for them to sign.
It's gonna be a time when they're gonna say, "Remember, I did this for you, and now we need you to
do
this."
Well, that's politics. Yeah, that's politics. I will be right back in a moment. Stay right with us. Are back. Thanks for coming back with us. Before we went to break, we were talking about the HB2 bill and how it was replaced. It was not repealed, which upset some people, but it was replaced with language that that's non-discriminatory in it, which was the problem that I had with it. During the break, there was a new saying that Tanae had. Would you like to tell people what you're saying
now? Remember, you heard it here first. Okay. And this is how we see it.
Okay.
Now my new saying is, don't stir the pot if the noodles ain't boiling.
Which is out of order.
Don't stir the pot if the noodles ain't boiling.
That's right.
Okay. All right. So you guys remember Joe Biden's son? You know, Joe Biden was the vice president of the United States. And his son's name was Beau, and he died of brain cancer in May of 2015.
Yeah.
Now, if you remember, that's why Mr. Biden said that he would not run for president.
Right.
Because he was very sad, and he said, you know, they're still trying to grieve his son, and he just didn't want, you know, the spotlight. Pressure of campaigning. Now, what a lot of people don't know is that he had another son named Hunter. Okay. And it is confirmed that Hunter is now dating his dead brother's wife.
Shut your mouth.
Haley.
Shut your mouth. Can you believe that?
I can.
Haley is the widow of his brother Beau. Mm-hmm.
Now I know, you know, grief make you do some crazy things, but go out and marry your dead husband's brother. Mm. Do he look better than the other one? Or
they look just alike. Actually, they really favored a lot. I mean, they look just
so
like
what
each
about
other.
His wife?
Well, he divorced his wife to be with his brother's widow.
Well, evidently it was something going on.
There
before.
You go. They had something going on. Yeah. Now it has been 2 years. Because he died in May of 2015, so we're in now 20. But how soon were they together after the brother died?
They were already.
Now, a reliable source said that Hunter and his wife, Kathleen, that was Hunter's wife, separated in October of 2015, 5 months after Beau's death. And around the time that Joe Biden, of course, decided not to run for president. Now, it is not clear if the estranged couple has yet filed for divorce. So is this disgusting or not? What do you think?
Yes, it's very disgusting.
It's disturbing.
I got two things to say on that. Number one, me, myself, think that it's disrespectful. Number two, he's not related to her.
Wait a minute, hold on.
He's not blood related to his his ex-sister-in-law, which is his brother's wife, where I said it's disrespectful
sister
to me.
Is still in there,
but
the
he's not legally, he's not related to her.
Did they have kids together?
Yes.
So
Uncle Daddy.
Yes.
You know what? You know what it's reminding me of.
Uncle Stepdaddy. Yes, that's what it
that
is.
That scandal with the Jackson family. Didn't something like that happen when they married?
Oh, yeah. Jermaine and who was the Hazel. Jermaine married? No, the second or third wife. Jermaine been married many times, by the way.
Yeah, first wife.
But he married
Gordy's daughter.
Was it Tito's ex-wife?
Shut up.
I think it was Tito's ex-wife. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
He's married to her now?
I don't think he's still married to her
now. Well, see, that it won't going to work right anyway.
Well, I think that this is a no-no.
I think it's a no.
Even though
no.
I do not, I understand what you're saying, that they are not blood, right. But that's still his sister. I mean, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, how do you look at...
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, but now hold on. The vice Joe president and his wife approved
approve
of it.
They probably do anything to see that girl happy.
They well, approved of it.
It's not even their daughter.
Well, they said that, you know, Hunter was there for her when she was grieving. And
he was there before she started grieving.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what I think, too, Missy. I think they were having an affair. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why him and Kathleen broke up. Because she probably found out.
But you know how... Mm. How can that woman lay with two? Well, you know what? I know a girl that has dated every brother, and it was four brothers.
Well, she's a skank.
And one family.
She's a nasty skank.
And she dated all four of them. I think that's why her name is Fire Something.
Yes, well, she's a nasty skank.
Okay.
I mean, seriously. What did Ayala said? She's a gutter snipe. She's a low down gutter snipe or something.
Yeah, but you know what? I about would have tapped her head.
Well,
how you gonna talk about me like that?
It was like that, and she probably didn't really call her that.
I think she did because Nephi stood up and walked away and was mad.
Yeah, but y'all know
how she gonna call me out of my name in front of my face. But you know what my mama used to say?
But
it ain't what you call me.
Yes, it's what I
answer. It's what I answer to. So you can call me what you want to call.
Now I would have given her a piece of my mind. Mm-hmm. I'd have said, we ain't doing this.
Yeah, I would have given her a piece of my mind and a little bit of my body.
But I don't think I don't
can't do that. Yeah, you can't do that.
I don't think it's that.
See.
Isaiah's trying to fix your life.
Okay. Isaiah, Ayana.
Ayana is trying to fix your life.
What is wrong with you today?
I don't know what's going on with her today. All these say Isaiah is trying to fix her life.
A pearl man.
I thought her name was Azalea at first.
Ayana.
Mm-hmm. It looked like it might. If you look at it real quick, it looks like it might could be.
Azalea starts with an A, first of all. Ayana starts with an I.
If you look at it real quick.
Yes.
Well, maybe if something's wrong with your mind, it might look like a
maybe if you got eyes like what is it? Her husband. What's the girl name on the housewife?
Who?
The husband.
Oh,
Bob.
Oh, Sheree. Bob.
Maybe
Whitfield,
if you got eyes
right.
Like Bob.
Wait a minute. Hold it.
Bob is not Bob.
Hold it. For the record, Tanae's eyes is not like Bob's.
That ain't right.
I don't think you can put two and two together, but don't add that two up.
So for those of us who have been on a plane, it is mandatory to have a boarding pass to get on the plane. So when you go through your checkpoint and you get to the first gate, they look at your stuff. And you know, or really what I do is I print a boarding pass out first. I go to the kiosk and I type in my name and all that stuff, and I print a boarding pass because you cannot get on the plane without a boarding pass. Okay?
Okay.
Right before boarding on an airplane, we hold on to our boarding pass like our lives depended on it, because you can't get on the plane if you don't have it, okay?
Okay.
But after we board the plane, many, if not all of us, don't care anymore about our boarding pass, okay? Sometimes we leave it on the plane.
Okay.
Other times we leave it in the hotel. And most of the time we just throw it away. But this carelessness can get you into so much trouble. According to Creps on Security, there is personal information encrypted on your boarding pass.
Oh.
If someone takes a screenshot, you know, they have apps now that can read barcodes. You know, if you like, yeah. I used to have that app on my phone.
You talking about like the little square thing that's on your
plate?
Okay.
You can do it for food, right?
If someone takes a screenshot of the barcode on the ticket, you will be amazed how much personal information that person can get about you. Home address, banking info, email address, phone number, etc. Because on that boarding pass, really, it's that's how the plane knows that it's you that's getting on the plane. Okay. And that's why you can't get on it without it.
You're not giving crooks information on how to do stuff.
But that's what we're saying. That's what the article is about. It's saying do not throw away your boarding pass. Now, the reporter, he was at an airport, and he went around talking to people in the airport, and he would sit down with them and scan their barcode.
What?
And when he scanned it, all of their information came on his cell phone.
Did he show it?
And
to
he's
him?
Showing people, look, I know everything about you right here just from this barcode on your boarding pass. Mm-hmm. And they were like, oh my God, I can't believe you can get that much information.
Oh, he wasn't using it. He was just showing them.
He was
them.
Showing people. That's what his report was on right, about okay. Boarding passes. So, people, don't leave your boarding pass anywhere or throw it away.
I'll burn it up.
Probably best to shred it. That's how I'd never left mine anyway. I always came home and shredded mine in my shredder. Or I would like tear it up into really pieces. So that's right. So people don't throw away your boarding passes because people can get your info. They really can. Tanae, you have an article to read. Go for it. And remember, don't stir the pot if the noodles ain't boiling.
That's right. So the five signs that you are probably a what? Cheapskate.
So five signs that you are probably a cheapskate. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Y'all ready for this?
We're ready.
The first one is the hotel heist.
The hotel heist, okay.
Now, I had a friend that was like this.
Okay. I know a lot of people like that, too. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you want to get, like, all the free hotel perks. You want to take the soap out the little bar. You want to take the little bar soap. You want to take the little lotion, the little shampoo.
Isn't it yours?
No, it's not.
I mean, it's there for you to use.
The little bit of trial things.
But see, we're not talking about, you using that. That's okay. But yeah. But taking it in room service, I need some
right, I need some more, right. Uh-huh, right.
Some people have little Ziploc. I have a family member have little Ziploc bags full of little lotions, little shampoos, and be trying to give it away for Christmas. You know who you are. You know who you are. You wrong for that.
You better stop. You wrong.
Okay, so the hotel heist, meaning you're stealing soap, you're stealing conditioners and shampoos.
Honestly,
and all that stuff.
I thought that
it's
was
for you to use, but not to
but
take.
But they're a little bit of trial size. Who can
you can use them, but we're talking about putting them in your bag, calling room service and saying, hey, I'm out of shampoo, putting it in your bag, calling, finally checking down the other lady down the hall. I need some
and
shampoo.
You got 10 vials of stuff right. You taking home.
Newsflash, it takes about $4 or $5 to get that what you done spent 20 minutes getting. I'm just saying.
That's true.
The second one is the supermarket sweep.
Oh.
Sherelle.
Uh-oh.
You know, everybody loves free samples.
Everybody loves, especially at Costco.
Mm-hmm. But if you walk up to that place they know you by name, walk away.
Exactly.
Walk away.
No, exactly. You just say hi.
Oh, may hi, Sherelle, you're back?
Yes, I am.
Do you want the usual?
Yeah, if they know you by name.
That's why it's called samples.
Yeah, but.
And that's good customer service.
No, it's
I know
not.
Your customers
it's greed.
By name.
You are not supposed to keep going back up there
until
getting
the same
food.
Exactly.
It doesn't say limited.
Well, you should have common sense enough to know
now,
that it's just for a
sample.
Okay.
I think two is fine. Three is a hassle.
Well, most of that stuff that I've seen up there, I don't even get because it's nasty to me. So I don't even go up there and use it. We have to take another break. We'll be right back in just a moment. Stay right there. thanks for coming back with us. Before we went to break, Tanae was telling us about the five signs that you are a cheapskate. So the first one was the hotel heist, mm-hmm. when you steal all the lotions and the shampoos and all that stuff.
Sometimes even the toilet paper too.
Uh-huh.
If you really get
and towels. Some people steal towels and they'll steal the bathrobe. Some hotels
steal the bathrobe and it be on your bill. You better as well pay for it.
Exactly.
Now you know that's a 5-star hotel motel. That has bathrobes. Yeah. Come on.
Second one was the supermarket where you keep going up for the mm-hmm. free samples.
The supermarket sweep. You mean okay. You sweeping every corner.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Your grocery list is in your back pocket. You're not even worried about it. Your ice cream is melting while you're going to get every little sample.
Well, you always
sample.
Get ice cream last before you go out to
I
the
I think
checkout.
Miss C is taking this personally yeah. because I think she might be.
Well, I feel like you're talking about me.
Oh, Miss C, look at that.
Okay, you know what? I wasn't going to address this, but Miss C is the one that she'll go up and get two.
She will.
And then we'll lie.
Exactly. Talking about this for somebody else.
Oh, he won't want.
And that person don't even eat the stuff that she going up there and getting.
But look, half the time, if you look to see who he is, he ain't even there. Oh, that's for him. And pointing in the direction with the bananas, that's for him.
Oh, he on the other aisle. He on the other aisle. I'm going to bring him
She
one.
Love to call name. Oh, Susan, Stacy. You know, for her. And they just go, it's okay. We'll see you here to take another one.
Okay, what's the next one?
Lies. Sugar, cream, and thieves.
Sugar, cream, and thieves, okay.
So it's saying whether you're visiting the local gas station
or
like you're hanging in a hip cafe.
Yes. Or Burger King or McDonald's where they steal, they take a handful of the sugars.
My favorite is Chick-fil-A.
So you steal from Chick-fil-A.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So that's you right there.
Yes, it's stealing if it's out in the open. I'm trying
yeah,
to
but
understand.
It's not stealing. You just
it's stealing
because
you,
exactly.
you don't
how
have
you
any
know
coffee.
How many I need.
You don't need a whole handful.
I may.
Because if you do, you need to be checked for sugar diabetes because
your mother goes and gets the wipes and stuff, don't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, but she pays
the
for
them. No,
she
just
takes the wipes
in and get
out of the little, I guess like a little place where the kids play. The playpen is outside.
Shut up. She steals the wipes?
She's not stealing. She's just walking in and
getting them. OMG. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She didn't even have the decency to order a drink first.
Okay, so
at least I try to be discreet about it. You know, I may grab me like 2 packs of ketchup.
Well, 2 packs is no, but I mean,
but I didn't come
in.
I didn't come for ketchup. I came from the creamer, but I didn't get any coffee. And you know, I kind of maybe grab like a little, a little mustard. You know, look at normal. Grab the whole handful.
So now we're talking about you. Okay.
Absolutely. Mm. Okay. It comes. Look, check my desk at work. I ain't saying check, but check it. You need some creamer? Come to me.
What? So you don't stole the creamer at work?
No, I don't know. That's that cheap creamer at work.
Yes. Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
they couldn't even give me that. They couldn't even pay me to use it. No, thank
true.
You.
Okay, so the what was that? That was the sugar,
cream, and
thieves. That's when you go to gas stations and stuff, and McDonald's and stuff, and just take handfuls of stuff and take it home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but let me tell you something else. McDonald's, they getting stingy with their ketchup. I'm telling you.
See, you know what? I don't even eat ketchup on their fries.
No, you don't need to. No, you don't need to. But the thing about it is, if I ask for some ketchup because I have
two
orders and you give me a pack
that
per
is
order,
true. That
and
is
I
true.
Say, well, can I have some more? And they always go, how many? I said, some ketchup for my, I have 2 orders. They had me 2 more packs. His true. Not two, but true. His true packs. I said, oh, true. I said, okay, you know what? Put it in part. Get my money back. Okay. They wouldn't give me a whole handful then when I fill my bag up with just ketchup.
That. Well, that's because you're taking too much. You don't need, first of all, if you're going home, don't you have ketchup at home?
I came out to eat. That's like you telling me that I'm going to go to Corral to eat, but you got food at home.
No, that's different.
It's not the same thing. I came out and I paid money for a meal. Okay.
Yeah, but you didn't pay money to get 10 packs of ketchup.
You don't know what I needed for that meal. Mm-hmm. Okay? Everything's
anyway,
included.
Go on. What's the next one?
Got me mad about that.
I bet you are.
Number 4. Bad tipping.
Oh, ooh.
I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Look now, if I don't have just enough to eat, I'm sorry.
Oh, so if you just have enough
preach
to eat,
it.
You can't go out and eat.
Preach
that's what
it.
They say.
Huh?
That's what they
preach
say.
It.
You can't
that
go,
what that is.
You can't go
no,
out and eat if
Vegas.
You don't have enough to tip.
Listen, if you don't have enough to tip, that's one thing. If you don't, but when you have, I know people who have enough to tip. and they don't do it anyway because they're being a cheapskate.
Who said that that person deserves a tip?
If the person deserves a tip, if you've got good service, tip. Now, I'm a good tipper. I don't go overboard like some people do, but I'm a good tipper. If I got good service from you, I am going to give you a tip. If I got bad service from you, I ain't giving you nothing. Now, I'm just going to say, I'm not doing it. I might leave a dollar.
Maybe I confuse good service with doing your job. My water's going low. Feel it. That's your job.
Yes. And your pernt. What is your pernt?
Should I tip you for doing a job?
Yes, you should. You should tip. And if you don't, you are a what? What is that article? What's the title of that article? You
I can't
are
read
a
that.
Cheap skate. A cheap skate if you don't tip. What's the last one?
The last one is, you read this one, Sherelle.
What is that one? What's the last one?
I can't read it.
I'm the you condiment can't read queen.
I can't read it.
The condiment cadre.
Okay.
Most of us have some extra condiment. This is the condiment stuff that I'm talking
about.
That's
why she don't want
to
read it.
McDonald's and stuff. She don't want to read it, ladies and gentlemen, because this is her. Going to McDonald's, going to Burger King, and getting a whole handful of ketchup, whole handful of mustard, whole handful of sugar, all of that.
But you have
this
to do that.
This
because
is talking about.
It's nothing but a half of a teaspoon of sugar.
Get
in those
what
packs.
You need.
So that's why I orders 15 packs of sugar.
You do not need no 15 packs of sugar. Lie.
And it's still strong. McDonald's has the strongest coffee
yes,
that
it
I've
ever.
It's good, but it is strong.
Let me tell you something. I had a friend.
But here's the thing. Sugar doesn't make the coffee not stronger.
It
all
make
it does
taste
is sweeten
better.
It.
Let me tell you something
it
that my friend told me
better.
Who used to work at McDonald's. You can ask for 20 sugars. You can ask for 5. You can ask for 10. You're going to get what I give you. If my finger's on the graph for 4, you're going to get 4.
Okay, and that's why you ask for some more. I always check my bag before I pull away from the window. Always.
Well, no, they ask you how many sugar. They put the sugar in there. They're supposed to, but. Yeah.
Well, they ask you normally. They say, do you want the, you know.
Yeah, because they got a sign on their window now about condiments.
Yeah, because people like certain people, are getting too many. And
but
they're asking for too many.
I can say that I used to do that going into work.
What?
So I can have extra at my desk. But now that I'm at home,
see?
I'll get what they give me and I use what I have at home.
See, that's your problem. You're eating at work. You're over here creating sandwiches. And sandwiches. Yes. It can't be a real sandwich because she had a desk.
So people stop being cheapskates.
But
is that the
also,
same thing as a tight wad?
Yes.
Oh. Well, you know what? I disagree.
Well, being frugal. See, I like to say that I'm a frugal person.
Well, you can say it again.
Not cheap, but I am frugal because I don't believe in indiscretionary spending. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in spending a whole lot of money when you don't need stuff. Mm-hmm. Keep your coin for when you need it. And then sometimes, you know, I want it. I don't necessarily have to have it, but I want it. So, you know, going and splurge a little bit, but not all the time.
We're going out to eat.
So, Empire fans, if you watch the show this week, anybody watch Empire this week?
No, yes. I've been so busy.
You were sure to see a cameo from Nia Long, okay? Mm-hmm. She plays an ex-flame of Lucius Lyon. And now, this week, they just met her. And she actually killed her boyfriend, who was very abusive to her, and his associate.
They shot somebody.
No, she killed the boyfriend. She killed the boyfriend. Now, they are reporting that Nia and Taraji did not get along on set. Did y'all hear that?
Yes.
They said that the hair and makeup people were upset and said that Nia was extremely mean to them. So in hair and makeup, they said that Nia Long was very rude and very mean to the hair and makeup people. So Taraji, taking up for, you know, her people.
Yeah, her crew.
Said, you know, kind of got mad about it, too. She was like, you know, there's no need for all this. Now, somebody said that it started because Taraji joked that it must be Nia's time of the month. which is why she was being mean, because you know some people say, oh, this is your time of the month, you know, mm-hmm. you know how people joke about that, and said that Nia got very upset about that. So this is what this tension is on this set between her and Taraji. Now, Nia and Taraji, I don't know if they were really good friends, but they're kind of, you know, cordial to each other. You
that's
know,
what they, I was saying. That's why I think they just been has anything to be something together. Deeper than this.
Well, they said that Nia always shows up late. She's never.
I didn't hear that. I heard she was actually a pretty nice person.
They said she always shows up late, very late. And that she talks junk to the hairstylist.
There. Well, that's what was on this show.
What is TMZ?
That's what was on this show. This Nia, is the beef that they were having
Nia,
on Empire.
Hello, Nia. It is not your fault that we can't stretch your hair to look the way it's supposed to look. You can't point to a picture in a magazine and say, I want this.
Yes, she can. She has enough money to do that.
I'm just saying, the hairstylists have to work with what they are given.
Well, Nia probably is wearing a weave, probably. I mean, I don't know her, but she's probably wearing weaves, I'm sure.
Yeah, probably.
So too, I'm pretty sure she can have the length that she wants.
Now, who's her sister?
Samoa
is her sister. Oh, okay. So now there's also some mess that she didn't get her goodbye. Now, in the industry, it is customary that when a guest star of a show does their final scene,
yes.
that the director says thank you to the guest star, you know, yeah. makes a big announcement. And it was apparently in her contract for that to happen.
Yes.
And she did not get it from Empire. I guess they weren't going to give you a goodbye if you caused all this trouble.
Okay, if that's in your contract, you are vain.
Yeah, that's my point. That's my point. Why do you need for somebody to say goodbye? You got coin. You got a check. And she's a big enough star that she probably got a nice piece of change, too. So, I'm pretty sure.
With that being said, as long as I got my money, I wouldn't care what
exactly.
you said to me.
But apparently this is in her contract, and she's saying that she didn't get this goodbye, which is just silly to me. You don't think that's silly?
I know it's silly.
I think it's very silly. So
she may not like her.
Yeah, if Nia needs someone to say goodbye to her after each set, she can come hire me. Bye, Nia! Goodbye!
Well, Nia probably thought she was a big enough diva.
Well, she is. She is a big enough star.
But she's not over to Taraji on this.
Well, not on this one, but it's customary for them to do this to a guest star. They have this thing where they say cut, thanks, and they all clap.
Yeah.
So she was supposed to have this at the end.
And they were going
and she
to.
She did not get it.
But Taraji raised her left
That's
eyebrow.
That's what I think. That's what I think, too. This. That's what I think, too. I think Taraji said, ain't nobody giving her nothing. We ain't saying goodbye. We ain't saying goodbye and good riddance. See, that's what I think Taraji, Taraji had something to do. I don't know, but I'm just saying. Now, Nia's people has denied any of this. They said that this is a lie, that she was not difficult on set. She was not disrespectful at all. So somebody lying somewhere.
Well, they had one of the hairstylists on TMZ.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he didn't want to say anything bad about her, but he said that day that they supposed had given her that send-off and stuff, he did not come.
Oh. See, that's what I think. I think they didn't give it to her because of the way she acted on set.
They said she was really, really hateful to the hairstylist there.
A recent study revealed that ATM fraud is up 500%. Wells Fargo Bank will be rolling out cardless ATMs.
Yeah, but do you see what you all got to go through?
ATMs where, of course, you don't have to use a debit card or, you know, a ATM card. Mm-hmm. Now, how this works is you will download an app on your phone.
Mm-mm.
Okay?
That's the biggest mistake
and the
right there.
App gives you an access number. Okay? So when you go to the ATM, type in your buttons, it asks you for your access number. So I guess that's in lieu of your card, but you will still need to use a PIN. And you would be able to get your money that way. So you don't have to walk around with, you know, cards. I don't think that's a
You're
bad
gonna
thing
You're going to lose a lot
much.
Of people who
it's
have been in business with that bank and does not own
You think so? Why?
You're gonna lose a lot of millennials.
Who don't have
elderly? Lots of people who have grandfathered had money in there for years.
Well, I don't
and
think.
Years
well, I
years.
Don't think that they're doing all their ATMs like that. They're doing some of them like that. Some cardless you know, some ATMs will be cardless. I don't think it's going to be all of them.
Well, of course, there's going to be some kinks and everything. So yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I kind of like the idea of not having to have a card. Losing it and all that stuff. You know, a lot of people lose their ATM and cards like that. So you don't have to worry about losing it and none of that stuff. I don't know. I kind of like it. We'll be back in just a moment. Because yes, I come home. Thanks for coming back with us, talking to Miss C, Tanae, and Sherelle about a plethora. I love that word.
Say it again.
A plethora.
That means a whole lot of things.
Yeah, a whole lot of topics. So do you guys know what a bling ring club is?
No, but I want to be a part of it.
Is it bling ring?
No, you don't. It is a group of people that are breaking into celebrity homes and stealing valuable jewelry.
No. Mm-hmm.
Emmy Rosen. Does anybody watch Shameless on Showtime?
Yes.
Emmy Rosen is the daughter. She is the latest celebrity to be robbed. Thieves stole more than $150,000 worth of jewelry from her house. Mm-hmm. Now, she was in some other place. I think she was skiing somewhere. Mm-hmm. And so they knew, and she was posting it. And so they knew
she ain't home. But
so,
how you know other people's not staying
there? Well,
at home,
I guess they cased it out. I guess they cased it out and didn't see anybody else there. And so I got to thinking, who are some more celebrities that have gotten robbed?
Nicki Minaj, $200,000.
Well, here we go. Kendall Jenner was robbed of over $200,000 worth of jewelry. Mm-hmm. Kim Kardashian, her sister, was robbed at gunpoint in Paris. And the robber stole around $10 million. Who travels, first of all, with $10 million worth of jewelry?
And put it on Facebook.
I mean,
Facebook,
me and Yay. That's who.
$10 million. You traveling with that much jewelry. Now, do you guys remember the pearl gown that Lupita Nyong'o wore at the Oscars?
Yes. Yeah.
Someone broke into her hotel room and stole the dress. Ooh. That dress was worth $150,000.
Good luck trying to sell it.
Well, it was made for her, but she didn't own it. You know how they borrow those clothes, you know. Because after the people see the stars wear them,
they want
to go buy it too. So, you know, they just let them wear for free. Back in 2010, Usher was Christmas shopping at the mall and someone broke into his car and stole all the gifts he had purchased. The gifts totaled $65,000.
What kind of car did he have?
I don't know. And they also stole his laptop, which had unreleased music on it. So somebody out there has some music that Usher was going to be releasing. And, I just wonder, like, I guess they didn't do anything with it, I guess.
It's all right. Usher can't sing.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
You ain't singing none this time.
Interesting. Okay, so you guys know I love my, like, home remedy stuff, right? I really love home remedies. Now, again, people, disclaimer, this does not negate you going to your doctor. Don't be talking about Eric Lee said, you know, take this instead of going to your doctor. Go see your doctor if you are ailing. But in the meantime, some of this stuff can work. So, baking soda. Now, I use baking soda to brush my teeth.
Yeah.
Okay, and I know that you can put it in laundry, but what I did not know is that you can use it on some of these things right here.
Ring the bell.
Okay, it can be used to soothe sore gums, canker sores, and sunburn.
Canker sores.
Mm-hmm. Canker sores. it can make a sore throat feel better. It can fight heartburn and acid indigestion. It can ease the pain of bee stings and blisters.
You know, I thought about, I thought cigarettes, what do you call it?
Cigarettes.
Oh, bee sting.
Really? It can help psoriasis sufferers. It can dry up acne and poison ivy. It can clear up a stuffy nose and itchy eyes, I guess.
So what you gonna do?
Right, I'm about to say, how do you do? I guess you just syringe put some water in it, maybe, and you know, like an eye drop, maybe.
Okay, when everybody go blind, we're gonna know why.
And it can cure. Well, it can help treat athlete's foot. Now, I did know that. I did, and like smelly shoes, like people put baking soda in their shoes.
Oh, you know what else
down.
You put in your shoes? I tried it last night. Sorry, my husband's gonna be upset with this, but tea bags. It helps with the odor of shoe smell. It works.
Oh,
I did
wow.
it last night.
Well, I used to, I had an ex who had really bad smelling feet. And every night when he went to bed, I dumped the whole thing, leveled it out in each shoe.
Really?
Yes. And sometimes I even was going as far as sprinkling his socks.
Wow.
I couldn't take it.
Now, I had a friend that couldn't use deodorant.
Yes.
And he used to put that under his arm. Yes.
But that didn't. That don't work.
I mean, it's just like other powder.
Especially for a man.
Stuff. Yeah. It worked.
Yeah, well, but deodorant has stuff in it.
But see,
I mean,
after a while, your BO, that's body odor, learns to like tame itself if you just keep letting it go run wild. Eventually gets tired.
How about just washing?
Yeah.
How about just washing your behind? You know? That's you know.
But you know,
can we try that?
But you might have to go through certain deodorants because I can't use Suave.
You can't use who?
The Suave.
Oh,
I can't use that particular brand.
Yeah,
so you're gonna have to figure out what brand works for you.
You know what I couldn't use? I can't use the Dove for men. It doesn't hold me.
I can't use Roll-On. Period.
Yeah, Roll-On breaks me out as well.
It puts knots.
I use every deodorant possible.
Oh, okay. Okay, y'all. Ask Amy. Did you get your Ask Tanae up and running yet?
Called Tell Tanae. But
Tell Tanae.
People
put
the Tell Tanae things. You know, I'm supposed to respond back. But lately, Tanae been telling people some things lately.
Has she really? Well, I kind of figured that's how it was gonna go.
Yeah.
That you were gonna be the one telling people and not people asking you for advice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't think that's gonna work. That Tell Tanae.
Or you know, as told by Tanae.
Oh yeah, okay. I don't think it's gonna get off the ground. So. Here's the name of the article is Daughter Questions Her Inheritance. And here's what she says. Dear Amy, my father remarried 14 years ago. He married a Russian woman 15 years younger than he is. He speaks Russian, and they bought a house. My father paid for this house. She can contribute very little as she still cannot speak English and is not established in a career the way my father is. Recently, my father gave me and my brother our inheritance. He told us that he signed the ownership of the house over to his wife. The house is now worth 3 times more than it was when he purchased it. The advanced inheritance he has given us amounts to only a quarter of the value of the house each. Okay? So, do I have grounds to be upset? He says that he did it because she needs to be taken care of after he is gone. But Amy, why did he really do this? Now, I think she needs to go have several seats.
The daughter? Yeah.
The daughter. Because first, number one, the house belongs to your father's, not yours. Okay, he can certainly do what he wants to do with his house. See, I think what it is that she's jealous because her inheritance is not nowhere near the cost of the house. So I think what she's mad about is that, well, if you die, this woman, your wife, who's done nothing, you know, to deserve it, is going to have basically more money than me and your son.
Well, did the house belong to her father and her mother, her real mother?
Well, I don't know, but she said the father bought the house. And that,
well, of course he bought it.
The house is not, well, it doesn't say that they both, her and her mother, bought it together. It said that he bought it and he paid for it. So it's worth now three times the money than it was when he bought it, and it's worth way more than their inheritance.
Okay, but is the father still living?
He is still living. So I don't think she has a reason to be upset about this.
I think it's an issue with the wife. I don't think it has.
That's what I think it is too. That's what
and
I think.
And the fact
it is
that
too.
She's 15 years.
It's the house. I mean, it's the wife.
Because
the wife.
They don't like the wife. Like, you know, they're probably around the same age.
Well, I don't know, but she is 15. No, they're not the same age because she is 15 years younger than he is. So the children aren't the same age. So I think it is so too, Sherelle. I think it's about the wife. I don't think she likes the wife.
Right.
She says that she doesn't speak a word of English.
Mm-hmm. So it doesn't sound like she respects her.
But you know what? I also thought about this also too. Like, what if, I think she could also be thinking like, what if he dies, this house that we didn't, I guess not grew up in, but we've known for 15
they
years.
Don't have anything to come
right,
back to.
Right. She sells it and moves off. Mm-hmm. I think that could be another kind of reason for her.
Now, I can
see
having an issue with that because you think about you want to leave your kids something even though he gave them an inheritance. But here's a house that we all had.
Yeah.
God forbid something happens to him. We don't have a house to go
exactly.
back to.
Exactly.
Okay,
right,
but what about the children older and they got married and got their own place?
Yeah, but you still want a house to come back to.
Right.
You have to look at this. He leaves that wife the house, right?
Yeah.
Because she needs to be taken care of. Who going to pay the bills in that house?
Well, see, that's another thing that she's saying. Also, she's saying, you know, she didn't say she doesn't work, but apparently, I think what I gather is that she's not making a whole lot of money.
Well, because
she can't
sure
speak a word of English.
Care of her with leaving her some money.
I don't know. But it just said that he left her the house. Didn't say anything about any money.
Yeah, it's a bigger issue than that.
Oh, sure it is. Sure it is. And you know, I just think that, you know, that's life. I mean, it's his house. And if he wanted to leave it to his wife, then that's what he, you know, he should have done. I don't see anything wrong with it.
No. And it could be just the issue that he's not with her mother anymore.
She's dead.
The mother's not dead.
Yeah, but
the real mother's not dead.
Missy, didn't say.
I know.
Do I? Stop it.
I thought he said the mother died and he remarried a Russian lady.
The mother did not die.
He just moved on.
Right.
He moved 15 years back.
Yeah. So it didn't say that the mother had died. But yeah, so that's what I think it is too. I think that, but I still think she needs to have several seats because that's not your house. That's his house. He paid for it. Did you pay for it? Is he your daddy?
Yeah, at least he gave you something.
Did you pay for it? He my daddy. He your daddy? That's how y'all remember that, right? From Meet the Browns. So yeah, so I really think that she needs to have several seats and get somewhere and sit down. Mm-hmm. Well, that is all the time we have for today. Thank you, Sherelle, for coming back and being on the show with us today.
Thank you.
We'll see you guys next time. Bye for now.
Cause since I come